Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bo, and tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that the word of God is coming forth on today. Hallelujah. Again, I want to thank you for listening and tuning in each and every Sunday. Glory to God. I know there could be a lot of other things you could be doing, but you take time out to want to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. So we're going to go ahead, amen, with our announcement. I want you to keep all these announcements in mind because it's ministry with you in mind. So, you know, in order for us to even grow in Christ, we have to continue to hear the word. We have to continue to be the word. We have to continue to do the word. Glory to God. So we're ever yet learning to stay in that place to where God wants to raise us up to another level. Then we'll be ready, you know. You can't be fencing to get ready. You got to already be ready. Know that you're ready, that you're ready. You can't get halfway and say, Lord, hold up, I didn't get this. You can all you can while you can. And when that time comes, then you are ready to go. Glory to God. Amen. And I want to say, if you tune in on Tuesday, we have one word from the Lord with our Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And this show comes on every Tuesday, glory to God, at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, go ahead and inbox them on Facebook and let them know what the need may be so they can get in contact with you and get you ready to go, like I said, so you'll be already ready and know that you're ready. Glory to God. So you can hit them up on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them there. Leave them a message and let them know what the need may be. And if you move on down on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time. An awesome woman of God, awesome praying woman of God, just all the way around. Amen. She a prophesied woman of God too. Glory to God. If she tells you something, you better listen. You know, they used to say, I think it was E.F. Hood and everybody, stop and listen. Glory to God. Stop and listen because God speaks mightily. Awesome, awesome, awesome prayers. You get your prayer needs met. Amen. And when you leave there, you ought to be feeling pretty good. Amen. Glory to God. So make sure you tune in every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. Amen. If you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and I am the first hour. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in each and every Sunday to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. If he ain't saying it, then I'm not going to say it. Glory to God. Then if you move on down, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. You will hear Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. She's going to come on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now, she's going to tell it just like it is. However he give it to her, then that's how she's going to give it to you. So I encourage you to come on and hear what the Lord is saying. And she is an author. So I told you, you can go on Amazon, get book one, book two, and hold up. Wait a minute. Wait on book three. Glory to God. They're all e-books, and you can purchase them from Amazon, and you'll also get a free Kindle. Amen. And we also want to encourage each and every one of you to partner. And in partner, you will get many, many, many perks. And we only ask you for $25 or more. Hallelujah. You can't ask for nothing no better than that. You know, God is real, and he is worthy to be praised. So I encourage you, hallelujah, to come on and partner. You need to partner somewhere where you know some prayer needs are being met. Hallelujah. You know, when we pray, amen, you know, God gonna move. Hallelujah. I think all that was demonstrated, amen, not long ago. So I'm telling you, you want to partner up and see, hallelujah, what God wants to do in your life and hear what God wants to do in your life. So I encourage you to come on and partner. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you can't get to our apostles and our pastor on Facebook, inbox any of us. We have Facebook pages, all of us. Amen. I have two, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams, and I will get you there. And then also, Minister Elaine has two. She has Minister Elaine, and then she has Elaine Jackson. Hallelujah. And then Minister Michelle, she's on there. Minister Stephanie, she's on there. And Deaconess Kenesha Farce, she's on there. So I encourage you to go over, amen, and inbox. Hallelujah. And they will get you to where you need to go. They'll get you in the right place. It's up to you to do the rest. Hallelujah. You got to go and do your part. You know, like you always say, hey, we do our part in God to lead. Yes. And we always have a part to play. You can't just sit back. Well, Lord, I need you to do this. Well, you got to do something also so God can move. Amen. I'm going to open up my line now for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1 and come in for prayer. Hallelujah. I only want you to tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. You don't have to give me your name. That's all I ask. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, nobody's pressing 1, so we're going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. We're going to go ahead and get in our message. While I start to get ready for prayer, I'm going to be reading today from Genesis chapter 37. And the title of this is going to be Dreamers Beware. Genesis 37, Dreamers Beware. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, God, for another day that you have allowed us to come in your presence, God, with thanksgiving and praises in our heart, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, how you watched over us, Lord God, and you brought us into this day, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, you woke us up, Lord God, with a grateful heart this morning, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, God, for who you are and how you perform in our lives, God. We know, Lord God, that there's none other and none can do what you do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray all across the nation, Lord God, for all the chaos and all the chaotic things that are happening in the world on today, Father. We pray, God, to send your angels, Lord God, dispatching from the north, south, the east, and the west, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, for all those things that have happened, Lord. Lord, we pray, God, that you would give them comfort, give them peace, give them the joy that they need to hold on, Lord, because you're the only one, God, that can give them everything that they need. So, Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. We pray for healing in the mind. We pray for healing in their bodies, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everywhere they tread their feet, Lord God, let it be blessed and favored of you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory, Lord. We give you honor, and we praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God is speaking. Amen. He's still speaking. You know, sometimes people say, well, I can't hear. He's speaking. He's going to speak to you through this word today. He speaks through songs. So the thing about it is you've got to listen. Ask him to give you the spiritual ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Because sometimes you talk and you talk and you talk, but you don't give him time to say nothing. You go in your prayer room, you go in there with 2 or 3 pages of, Lord, I need you to do this, that, and that. But do you ever just say, Lord, I'm coming in, Lord God, and I just want you to just give me whatever it is that I'm supposed to get here in prayer, in this prayer time, Lord, of the things that you want me to do. Then, Lord, reveal those things to me, Lord, so I can do them. You know, when you said, when the Lord said, you know, the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord, then yes, they are. But sometimes we don't give him time to order our steps. We just go and do whatever we want to do, whatever we want to do. But you give him time to do what he wants to do when you go in the prayer room. You don't have to always go in with a, Lord, I want this, and a, Lord, I want that, and a, Lord, I want this. I know I used to be like that, amen, long, long time ago before I learned better, you know. Hallelujah. You got to love him, amen, for who he is, not for what he can give you. Some people just love him. They say for the fishing, the loaves, the calves, the men, hallelujah, the amen, you know, I can't have children and all this. Yes, he'll give you all those things. But first, you fall in love with Jesus and make sure you're there in that place that you're going to see this life again. Some people say when you're dead, you're done. That's just absolutely not so. You got to know where you're going to spend eternity. Fall in love with him first. And then he said all the benefits will be added. I just told someone that the other day, you know, they say, oh, yeah, I know God's going to work it out. But, you know, sometimes it's already worked out. It's just that you're not doing what he told you to do. Amen. Just see it worked out. And you're still living any kind of way, doing everything you want to do and big enough to do. You know, I mean, sometimes it's just the way it is. You know, sometimes you got to just tell them the truth. You know, not sometimes, but all the time tell them the truth. But it's the way you tell them. Let me rephrase that. But you don't have to tell the truth all the time. Because I don't want nobody to say, Prophetess Martha said, you got to lie to them. No, don't lie to them. Tell them the truth. Hallelujah. But just be careful how you bring about the truth to them. So sometimes you can come so, how should I say, arrogant and prideful, like, I know this is what it is, you know, and they won't receive it. So just be careful how you do that. I had to clear that up because didn't want nobody to go say the wrong thing. Amen. Tell them the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. We're going to go ahead on and with chapter 37 of Genesis. I'm going to start at the first verse. And the title of the message, again, is Dreamers, Beware. You know, everybody dreams, but you got to be careful, amen, how you tell your dreams. Hallelujah. And who you tell them to. Hallelujah. Sometimes you be trying to get somebody to understand, you know, and help you out why you had this dream. But you make sure you go to them that you know ain't going to tell it. Don't go to them that you know or tell it, because there's some that's going to tell it, and guess what they're going to do? They're going to go and try to do whatever it is you said before you do it. They want to be the first one. And they want to be the first one to go ahead and get it and then make a mistake. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph began 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers. And the lad was with the son of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpha, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. See, he was out there feeding the flock with his brothers and all, and you know, he would go back and he would tell his dad what they was doing. You know, they were out there goofing off and whatever else they was doing. See, he was already creating the enemy, you know, but he would go back and report because they probably had him doing all the work. So that's why he would go back and tell his dad what was going on. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. See, it said his dad, you know, loved him more because, see, he had him in his old age. That's why he kind of clinged to him. Because don't you think that he, amen, he's thinking, okay, I can't have no more children. You know, all is done. You know, everything is out in the pasture, you know, the wolves, the sheep, and all that's gone. You know, I'm done with all that children having. And then here comes along him. And so that's why he clinged to him so much, because he had him in his older age. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not peaceably unto him. In other words, they seen how the dad loved him so much, they talked to him really ugly. Don't you know sometimes family will do that to you? Now, these are his family, but these are half-brothers. He had one whole brother. He had half brothers. Yeah, I think it was 10 of them. And then he had one whole brother. And then he had a half sister. So you understand, this is family we're talking about. Don't you know family will do you like that? You can't let family run your life. You can't let family keep you away from God. You can't let family, hallelujah, glory to God, tell you when you can go serve and how you can serve and what you need to do. If you're giving your life to Christ, you're going to have to kick family to the curb. Because they will stop you. They'll try to block you from everything you want to do spiritually for God. You'll be spiritually dead. All they want you to do is you just go, amen, a little bit. You ain't got to come tell them nothing. You ain't got to go tell them nothing's wrong. Everything they're doing is right. No, not so. You're going to have to be able to give them a word, whether they like it or not. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And Joseph dreamed a dream. And he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. See, when you dream, be careful. Don't go tell everybody your dream. That's either a family member sometimes, and that's even close friends. Because when you tell them your dreams, guess what happens? They'll get mad. Oh, that ain't gonna happen. They don't know what they're talking about. And that's the way some will come to you. But you know, you always got that one that God has placed in there that you probably can tell. And they won't try to say that you're wrong or you don't know what you're talking about. You know? So just be careful who you tell it to. Okay, all you dreamers out there, be careful who you're telling your dreams to. Because guess what they'll do? They'll go and they'll try to create that dream that you gave them. Say, well, you know what? She gave it to me. She told me what God was saying in the dream, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do this. I did that one time. I told someone about something that I wanted to do. It wasn't a dream. It was just something that I wanted to do. And before I know it, they had went on and they did it. They did that. Glory to God. I said, well, why did they do it? Because she told them. I said, okay, and I did that. And from then on, amen, I never did tell them another thing. Because I knew if I told them something else, they'd have went and tried to do that too. So just be careful. And it wasn't really a family member either. It wasn't. So just be careful. You have to be careful who you're talking to, even in your circle. You know, some of your circles are too big. You need to kind of, you know, weed out some things and some people so you can go forward in Christ. Hallelujah. Let's move on, verse 6. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaves arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood around about and made obstinence to my sheaves. You know, he was just telling them everything that was going down. He did. He didn't think that, you know, they would really come against him. And then, you know, just think about it. They already hated him, so why would he go tell them? That was a thing right there. He shouldn't have told them anything. He was young. Yes, he was. And he was probably trying to figure things out. Yes, but you still have to be careful. Young, old, boy, girl, man, woman, it don't matter. Just be careful who you tell people your dreams. And he didn't really understand what was going on in the dream, but he probably was just telling them, just trying to figure it out. And you have dreams, and you're probably just trying to, you know, tell someone so they can help you figure it out. But there are some that you can talk to that will not tell your dreams. Hallelujah. But just be careful, because if sometimes when people hear it, they'll go on and they'll do it. I've had it to happen. So just be careful. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet some more for his dreams and for his words. They hated him even the more. He was just trying to figure out what was going on. And he dreamed yet another dream, verse 9, and told it his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obstinate to me. He was saying how everyone was going to bow down to him, you know, because they were making him, just think about it, they had him out there working hard and doing all they were supposed to do, supposed to help him, but they weren't working, they weren't doing anything, but they wanted him to do all the work. So they got mad in the first beginning. They was already mad because he went back and told the dad what they were doing, which was nothing. He was doing all the work. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brother indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? He said, what is this dream? See? And his brethren invite him, but his father observed the thing. See, the father was trying to figure it out. The brothers were mad about it. I'll bow down to you. Are you serious? Are you kidding me? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes in your life, amen, when you become, amen, who God wants you to become, I'm going to keep it real, some family going to get mad. They didn't believe you in the beginning, and they still don't believe you, hallelujah, after the fact. But there are some that will. Because, see, God has to pull that one other one out to show them. You have some that will believe, but there are some that's not going to believe. But then God has to pull that other one out to reach them, amen, glory to God, that really didn't believe and they want to sit and they want to talk about them, you know, and he wants to tell them, say, hey, hold up, wait a minute. I experienced it all because I know I was there and it ain't no joke, hallelujah. Them people, glory to God, ain't no joke. You can say what you want to say, you see, and that's how he works it. That's how he works it. Even in this dream right here, his dad was trying to figure out, what was this dream about? And his brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, here I am. And he said to him, go, and I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flock. And bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "Where seekest thou?" See, he was looking for him. They were supposed to be in one place, but they was in another place. And he was looking for him to see. Because his dad said, "Go see what they're doing, you know, and come back and tell me." Because he knew he could trust that one gonna come back and tell the truth. Hallelujah. And he said, I seek my brother and tell me, I pray thee where they feed their flock. So he was asking them, tell me where they at. They're supposed to be in this place, but they ain't in this place. They were somewhere else. And the man said, they are departed here. For I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. See, when they saw him, they already said, oh, okay, he already coming to us. So we're going to go ahead and take care of him now. We're going to go ahead and we're going to get rid of him right now. Because they saw that opportunity to get rid of him, and the father wouldn't know where he was. That's what they were going to do. You see right here, family will sometimes conspire against you. So just be careful. You can't tell them everything. You can't. You cannot. If you see it right here, even after he had them dreams and stuff, but God was setting him up for greatness. He really was. He was setting him up to take care of them. See, they didn't see the long term of that. They just saw how he was thinking that he was, you know, so prideful and so, you know, arrogant. Like, okay, we gonna bow down to him. That ain't so. That ain't gonna happen. That's what they were thinking. But that wasn't so. See, God was setting him up so he could show them how he was going to have to take care of them on down the road. When someone comes and tells you something, whether they are family member or you know it's somebody that tells the truth, that you know that they know they ain't going to lie. Hallelujah. You better listen. See, so many times now people don't listen. It's all false prophets, false teachers, false everything, you know. Maybe to my false elders, false ministers. Yeah, there is some that's false. But when you see that they're walking this word and they're doing what God's saying in his word, you better learn how to listen. I was talking to someone who was having a conversation, and, you know, they got to talking, and they told me, they said, she came in the room, and she said, you know what, you're a Christian, aren't you? Guess what I had on my shirt? And I told somebody else about it. We went to laughing. I can do all things through Christ with strength and being so see, they were guessing. It wasn't his glory to God, amen. You know? And I'm like, yes, yes. Oh, I can tell, yes, because I had the scripture on my shirt, you know, and they ain't heard me curse. They ain't heard me say nothing. They ain't heard me say nothing bad about nobody or nothing and nothing. And if they were talking about something, I'd go the other way. So, you know, they were just guessing. So sometimes people do that. They try to feel you out like that. They really do. But it was on my shirt all written, you know, big and bold. Well, anyway, let's move on. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer. See, they call themselves kind of picking at him, the master of dreams. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. See, they were thinking that if they cast him in the pit, then the dream that he was dreaming would not come true. That's what I read in another translation. That wasn't nothing going to stop this dream from not coming true. And because they killed him, that had nothing to do with it. If they had took his life, then think about it, what would have happened? They would have starved to death. That's on down, and amen, and in other scriptures. Hallelujah. But I'm just thinking about it. If so, then they wouldn't have had nowhere to go, nothing to do, nothing to eat, nothing to do, nothing with. Glory to God. If they had killed him. But let's see who stepped in. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not keep. You see, right here, Reuben was the oldest brother. He was. And, you know, he said, don't kill it. Let's not do that. You know, the eldest brother will step in and say, hold up, wait a minute. That ain't what we're going to do to him. Glory to God. Now, just think about it. If he had said, go ahead and kill him, you know, just think about it. Amen. That blood stain would have been on their hand and on his too. But see, Reuben had a plan. But they knew that Reuben was not going to let him kill him. So what they wanted to do, they did what Reuben told them to do. Don't do that. He said, here's what you need to do. Let's don't shed no blood, but let's put him, amen, cast him in the pit. And that's what Reuben was telling them. And the reason he told them to do that, because what Reuben was going to do, he was going to come back and save him from the pit later. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell a little bit of the story now. Glory to God. He was going to come back and he was going to save him from the pit. So they tore his coat off. They tore his coat of many colors off. They took it off. They put some sheep blood all over it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ripped it apart and did all that kind of stuff. Put him in the pit. Hallelujah. And then what happened after they put him in the pit? There were some Midianites that came along. There were some men that came along and they wanted to sell him off. And when Reuben came back, there was no Joseph. He wasn't in the pit. Reuben tore his clothes because he was upset, because he was on his way back to save his brother, and he was going to take him back. So what they did was they took, hallelujah, his coat. Amen. Glory to God. And they went, and they took it back to the father. And here's the thing about it. They told him that some animal had come out and he had killed him and tore him up, glory to God, and just killed him. But they were telling a story. That ain't what happened. They threw him in the pit, and then when somebody else came along, amen, some men came along, they were delivering and they were going to sell stuff, hallelujah, glory to God. And they decided they would sell him off, hallelujah, to them. And that's what they did. They sold him off, glory to God. All because he was telling them and giving them dreams of what was going, things that were going to happen and to help them. But they didn't quite understand. They thought maybe he was just being a little arrogant, a little proud, because he was saying, oh, y'all going to bow down to me. But he didn't really understand the dreams at the time, glory to God. He was 17 and he was growing. You know, just think about it. He couldn't have been fully, amen, advanced in what he was dreaming and everything. But you know, there were years and years ago when I had certain dreams and different things, and I didn't tell nobody. I couldn't tell nobody. Because I thought about it, amen. I said, if I tell somebody these dreams that I'm seeing, you know what they'll do? They'll want to have me committed. So people be thinking you are out of your mind. But no, that was God working on me. And everything that I dreamed, it happened. Everything that I dreamed, it happened. It really happened. I didn't tell anybody. I couldn't tell anybody, because sometimes people don't think you who you are or what you say you are. But I know I didn't tell them that I was no prophet. I did not. I didn't tell them that I was no ministry, no minister. I did not. I didn't tell them that. I didn't tell them anything. I didn't even tell them about the dreams. And the dreams happened one by one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They did. So you see, sometimes you can't tell people your dreams. You can't even tell your family, you know, because sometimes they get so, well, you don't know what you're talking about, and you didn't see that, and hallelujah, glory to God, and God didn't show you that. Well, how could you say that if you don't have the relationship that that person has with the Lord? Because some relationship means everything. Relationships mean to stay in prayer. Relationships means to hold on and seek the Lord our God and let him order your steps. Relationships means to read his word constantly, to know what he's talking about. Relationship means that you come out of that sin and everything you're doing so he can minister to you. Because the Holy Ghost don't dwell in no unclean place. Glory to God. That's relationship. When you know that you know that you know that he is speaking. So whenever you have dreams, be careful who you're telling your dreams to. You don't want to end up like he did. They'll throw you in the pit. They may not literally throw you in there, but they'll throw you on the ball. Hallelujah. They'll talk about you so bad, they'll kill all them 8, 9 wheel, 10 wheel, whatever it is on the bus. They'll run over you. Glory to God. Just be careful. You can't tell people everything. That you will have to learn on today to make sure you don't tell them. But he was just trying to understand what was going on and how things were happening and what was going to happen. And they sold him off, glory to God. And they sold him off. Isn't that something how they will sell you off? They will. But you don't know what you're talking about. He don't know what he's talking about. So you dream of beware the dreams that you have. And here is what you can do. You can go to the dream maker. Who's the dream maker? He is. Now, just think about it. When you lay down sometime at night, you get an ache, some of them old, them pork skins and all that different stuff. And you get an ache, something heavy at night. So guess what that'll do? That'll make you sometimes you'll have dreams. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if you know all you did was just drink some water and you lay down, glory to God, have mercy. And then he give you dreams. Well, you know that, Lord. Lord, what do you mean? What do you want me to do with this? Learn how to talk to him first. That's relationship. To say what you want me to do with this dream. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You pray about it. You can say about it. You can be about it. But ask him first before you do anything and tell anybody about it. That's what you do. Because he is the dream maker. Go take it back to the dream maker. Some people can interpret dreams. Yes, they can. And some just going to say, well, you know what? I know what that means. That's just natural. This. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they don't really know what they're talking about in the men walking on the moon. Not a thing. Glory to God. So just be careful about telling people about your dreams. Because you know what? Hallelujah. They will, glory to God, try to talk you out of it. Well, you ain't dreamed yet. Hallelujah. But take it to the dream maker. Just beware. Hallelujah. Dreamers, beware. And I know sometimes you can lay down with a lot on your mind and, you know, you're a dream about that thing. And most of the time I'm seeing now people are dreaming about money. Hallelujah. Yes. Money. Your money here, money there. But is your soul connected to Jesus Christ? Is your soul right? Are you spiritually minded? Glory to God. And are you seeking God like you should? Hallelujah. Don't think if you don't ask him for money, hallelujah, that he ain't gonna give it to you. Hallelujah. But make sure that you know where you're gonna spend eternal life first. Before you continue to ask for money. But first of all, you need to ask him, Lord, am I doing right with my income? Am I doing the right thing, Lord God, with my tithes and my offering? I'm just going and spending and buying over here this Juni bag and buying all these shoes and all these dresses and all these everything. And I'm going to play the lottery and I'm going to do this. And I got to go get me some scratch offs and I got to do this, Lord. But are you doing the right thing with what he's already giving you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you need to ask him first how to handle the money. You may be on a job on today. It may not be paying as much as you were. But guess what? Are you doing the right thing with what you already get it? Because you got to do a self-checkup. I know this is here. We're still in dreams. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. What you need to do, make sure you're doing the right thing with that you're making. Well, Lord, I don't have, money to do this, and I don't have money to do that. Glory to God. But are you eating? You got gas in your car. You're going where you need to go. You're doing what you need to do. Hallelujah. And some things are seasonal, and that season changes. He may give you a dream, glory to God, to where your season will change and things will be different. Hallelujah. So you got to understand, hallelujah, that's where you need to be. Things are different and things change. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, just beware of telling people your dreams, hallelujah, because they will sometimes tear you down just for that one little dream that you had. It wasn't that you was trying to, you know, do anything to them or nothing like that, but you just wanted them, you know, trying to help to determine what the dream was about. Hallelujah. And then sometimes when other people tell other people the dream, they'll go and they'll try to do that same thing that God showed you in that dream of how he wanted to do it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I see I have a caller on the line. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and take it before it's time for us to get out of here on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Caller 1264, you are on the line live. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. First, I give God grace and honor and glory for another day, for his grace, mercy, and goodness. Woman of God, I thank God for being in the on this airway to enjoy the word of the Lord that's being spoken. Pray God continue to use you, to bless you, and God will keep you, strengthen you, and just keep this making ways for you that you be able to continue to preach and teach over the airways of God. Will bless you. Amen. I just want prayer for you. Have a way the Lord. This is Brother Coleman. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. I'm speaking to the prophetess, right?
Yes.
Yes, well, praise God. Yes. I'm just calling in for prayer. God bless you, woman of God. Make sure I have the right person. God bless you.
Yes.
Just want to pray. Have a way the Lord will lead you. Thank you. Just need to hear from God. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray right now, oh God, that you would give him strength, Lord God, wherever he may need it, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to move on his behalf, Lord, because we know, Lord, that this is the day that you have made, Lord, and we rejoice and be glad that we're in it, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to lead and guide him, Lord God, into greatness, Lord God, and on his walk, Lord God, with you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, anything that's not like you, oh Lord God, we ask you right now to move it out of his way, Lord God. Every hindering spirit, every hindering person, in the mighty name of Jesus, so he can walk with you, Lord God. And be, Lord God, in good cheer, knowing that you'll be there, right there with him, Lord God, all the way through whatever he has to go through and wherever he has to go, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we give you glory, oh God, and we pray, Lord God, for healing wherever he may need it, Lord God. Mind-binding spirits, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, caller, for calling in. God is a good God, and just continue on in the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's almost time for us to get out of here. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Generation to generation. Hallelujah. I just hear the Lord saying, amen. Call us. You're still there. Just listen for a minute. Amen. God saying generation to generation. Hallelujah. You know how generational curses can follow us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they go back so many, many years. Hallelujah. My God. I'm hearing the Lord says things have gone back as far as your great-grandfather. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. And sometimes you don't know how to break those curses. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But I speak to that generational curse on today. You can hit me up on Facebook. Hallelujah. Prophetess Martha Williams, just inbox me on Facebook. Hallelujah. And we'll continue on. Glory to God. It's counting down. Hallelujah. And just hit me up on Facebook. Just inbox me. Amen. But, you know, generational curses go from there. He said, great-grandfather, it goes back. Hallelujah. Just that far in generation. And we don't know sometimes how to break those curses. Hallelujah. Just hit me up on Facebook and I will go ahead and I'll inbox you and I'll inbox me and I will talk to you. Amen. Glory to God. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We want everybody to stay connected. And remember, God is still God no matter what you do, no matter where you go, no matter who you see. Hallelujah. He is still God. Hallelujah. So don't sell yourself short by telling others your dreams. Hallelujah. Just keep your dreams and keep your journal. Write it down. Lord, you said this, and Lord, you said that. Lord, you said this, and Lord, you said that. And then date it. Put your date on it. Pray about it and watch him reveal it. Because if you go and tell it, hallelujah, somebody's going to pick it up and they're going to start trying to figure it out. Well, you know, what that mean? And then maybe if I do this and I do that, they're going to already go ahead and they're going to do what you said. Hallelujah. They're going to try to figure it out and do what God was telling you to do. So do it like that. Hallelujah. Because there are some things that he wants to reveal to us, but sometimes you tell things too quick. So I said in my sermon, amen, dreamers, beware. Beware of who you're telling your dreams to. Beware, glory to God, hallelujah, of how you're letting family in on your dreams too also. Because sometimes, amen, they'll pray against it and it'll take you longer to get to that spot. You'll be wondering, what is going on? Lord, you gave me this and I'm trying to do it. You showed me this in a dream. And you know, that's hindrances. Kindred spirits, they do come, hallelujah. Because when you pray, amen, then some of the principalities, amen, of darkness in high places will come and try to block it. And he used people, hallelujah. So just be aware, hallelujah, glory to God, amen, hallelujah. I want to go ahead, amen, now and give the invitation to salvation, amen, hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father, into what you want me to be, your Father, God. Forgive me, Lord, of my sins, and I have sinned and come against you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead and inbox me on Facebook and I will tell you the what next. Because we want to make sure that you, once you have given your life to Christ, that you'll know the what next to stay and continue to walk real and in his word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now I'm going to go ahead, amen, and give you, amen, the benediction. But before I do, I want to make sure you tune in next to Minister Elaine Jackson that's coming up next, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. And don't forget the show on Tuesday, Apostle and Pastor, One Word from the Lord. And don't forget on Wednesday, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. We ask you to, amen, attend and hear what the Lord is saying because he's saying so much through so many people. Nothing is the same. So we ask you to come on and get in where you fit in and hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. Glory to God. And now I'm going to go ahead, amen, and give the benediction. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy every day in the Lord. Amen.